理课堂听 class.com。
At around 1 year of age, most babies utter their first word. A short time later, a second word is spoken. Bob McMurray is a professor of psychology at the University of Iowa.
And it would be very tempting to say, wow, look at the rate of acquisition. It's sped up, right? It took them a year to learn mommy, but only a month to learn daddy. But in actuality, that child was probably working on the word daddy all along, right? They really spent a year and a month learning the word daddy.
McMurray says once toddlers begin speaking their first words, it's only a matter of time before they seem to learn words at a faster rate. According to the psychologist, the first word spurt usually occurs around 18 months of age. When the burst of language occurs, McMurray says the conventional theory among psychologists is that toddlers are rapidly developing specialized learning tools such as the ability to recognize that objects have names. But according to a computer model McMurray created, toddlers have word spurts after they've gathered enough easy, similar-sounding words like mama, dada, dog, and cat. Once they've mastered these words by repeating them over and over again, they can tackle the more difficult words. McMurray says the exposure to more difficult words is a key factor in the word spurt.
The critical factor is actually how many words are hard and how many words are easy. So as long as you have, and this is what we were able to prove mathematically, more difficult words than easy words, you're always going to get some kind of acceleration in word learning.
McMurray believes his model demonstrates that the word spurt of toddlers is the result of their understanding of more complex words.
Kids are keeping track in lots and lots of words at the same time. They may not be using all the words they learn, but as they're hearing language, they're soaking it up. They're not waiting until they're done learning one word before they move on to the next.
The study on toddlers' word development is in the journal Science. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.